Hi, this is Gus G, and you're listening to Sonic Perspectives.
Hello, and welcome to another interview with Sonic Perspectives. My name is Samantha, and today I have the pleasure of talking to one of the most illustrious guitarists in metal and rock, none other than Gus G of Firewind, among other associated acts. It's a pleasure to have you here today, and I'm really excited to talk about the new Firewind album, which is coming out this May. So I guess we can really start with the basics. What different sounds and styles can listeners expect to hear in this new album?
Well, it's a very different record than our last one, Immortals, that came out 3 years ago. The best I could describe this record is a collection of all the elements that band has had in our career so far, basically. So they'll hear things that remind them anything really that we've done from the debut album up until recently. It's a really varied record. There's lots of different styles in there and vibes within, you know, obviously hard rock and metal genre. For us, it's a big change also within the band. You know, we have a new singer. It's, in a way, it's like starting over.
Do you expect this diversity to kind of continue into the future? Would you say this is a new era for Firewind?
Absolutely, yeah. This is how I look at it. I mean, obviously, we're continuing as a four-piece. We used to be a five-piece band, so now there's less keyboards in our sound. I'm the primary songwriter. It's not like I've changed the way the band sounds completely. I think it's just more like a new approach, basically, like reimagining the band. You know, if we had the chance to start over again, how would this be? So it's like starting again, but with the experience and the knowledge that we've had for almost 20 years in our backs.
Was this change something that you, a conclusion that you came to all at once, or was it more of a gradual evolution that you felt personally?
Well, while making this record, it was still the old lineup. I anticipated that we are going to make this record as just like the previous one. And I think towards the end of 2019, there were these discussions and we did this tour, this short tour in Europe, and realized that, you know, everybody is thinking different, a little bit differently, and they want to do different things. And the way that I wanted to continue the band was, you know, was a different direction and do other things. So I started thinking about that the last couple of months, actually. And then I came back home. I think that was like December. I came home from tour and I realized, well, I have to make some decisions now. So it was like, for me, it was either split up the band or start over again. So I wasn't ready to give it up, you know, so I decided to start over again.
Starting over is such a bold step, especially for a band that's as established as Firewind. How do you think that the fans are going to react to this change? And how are you looking to attract new fans with this new style?
That's a good question. I was just talking about this in a previous interview, like, because that's when you realize, you know, before you start over, you realize, especially like, you know, for a band that has had, you know, a small history like us, and there's an existing fan base, and, you know, you've made records and you have a record label and a record deal and all that. So you're afraid to lose what you got. You don't want to risk it all, you know, if you're going to start over again. But for me, I got to the point where there was no other way. It was, like I said, it was either we have to stop everything and basically put it to bed, or I have to take the risk and really go out there and just do what I need to do, and then let the people decide if they will have it or not. That's all there is that you can do in some situations. You know, I knew that I had to put this thing out because I believed in it. You make a record, you make the best you can, and you just hope it resonates with people. So I wasn't sure what to expect from fans. You know, I was really scared. I mean, I've always started feeling a lot more confident again after I've seen the first reactions and talking to some fans and some press people that are, you know, some people that I know that have also followed the band. So the reaction so far is really good.
Given that you are certainly remaking the Firewind image, I find it really interesting that this is the album you chose to have as self-titled album. This is Firewind. How exactly did you come to that decision?
Pretty obvious, you know, of all the things that I just mentioned. You know, it was a lineup change. It was, you know, the variety of the album, sort of like being a synopsis of all our elements from the past and looking into the future. The major decision to restart again. And it made more sense than ever to have a self-titled album right now. Yeah, this was it. Yeah.
There's also a lot of fire imagery, and that music video is certainly very fiery as well. Can you talk a little bit about like how the filming process was for the music video, what you think of it?
We got together here, we flew all the guys in here, down here to Greece, and I think we filmed two. Yeah, we filmed two videos that day on the same day. One was for the first single, Rising Fire. And obviously, you know, Rising Fire, the title says it all. And we needed some pyro for it. And it's basically, we wanted a high energy performance clip to basically showcase and show the face of the new band. This is us. This is us now. That was a concept behind this, you know, this clip. And we also shot another video for the song Welcome to the Empire. That will be also a combination of, you know, the band performing, but also with some story that we're working on with a VFX company actually right now. So we're putting the final touches on it now.
Rising Fire was certainly a really strong debut for this new album. In marking this new chapter, can you talk a little bit about the songwriting process that came into this album, specifically working with your new vocalist and how that played into the final product?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for me, like I said, when I was writing, it was still the old lineup. So it was like business as usual when I made the record and when I was writing the music. I was getting help also from our co-producer, Dennis Ward, who wrote like a lot of vocal lines in the past for us. He provided some vocal line ideas and I wrote some lyrics. And then, you know, like I said, at some point when we realized that we needed to make the changes, you know, I realized that I had a deadline to meet, but I also needed to find a singer who can help me finish the record, you know, writing the vocal lines and the lyrics for a thing we had. We needed seven more songs. So that's most of the record right there. I asked the record label if they knew somebody and they suggested Herbie Langens. You know, I checked him out. I loved his voice and I asked him to put us in touch. And then we started talking, you know, and we tried writing something together. And then, I mean, first of all, I tried him on one of our old songs and then I sent him something new. I wanted to see how our writing chemistry would be. So the first song that I sent him was Devour. I sent him the music for that. And then the next day he sent me back the vocal lines for it. Right there and then I knew that was it. To me, that's how the band should have sounded always. And so we started working on the record right away. So he had about 6 weeks to finish lyrics and vocal lines. And, you know, we worked together. He had a really good work ethic, worked fast. And we put a lot of work, a lot of thought into it, you know, into the lyrics, the vocal lines. I really wanted every song to be a standout track, not just like, okay, this is done, let's go to the next one, you know?
Firewind has had a lot of very strong vocalists throughout its career. How important do you find that vocals are to Firewind's identity as opposed to your role as a guitarist?
Each singer brings in their own vibe and their own sort of trademark. One thing that this band has suffered is obviously having, you know, keeping a steady singer. And maybe that has altered the identity sometimes throughout the different eras of the band. But with that said, you know, I think me being the sort of like the main character of the band, or, you know, the main driving force behind it all and writing all this stuff since day one, you know, when I write music, it just sounds like Firewind. It just comes out like that. Of course, each singer brings in their own ideas and their own sound and, you know, adds a different flavor. So, I mean, with Herbie, when I first heard him, he reminded me a lot of our first singer, Stephen Frederick. I could hear a strong resemblance there. So I thought, wow, he would sound great on the songs from the early days. So, and at the same time, I thought it was exciting because on one hand, he reminds us a little bit of the old singer, the first singer, but at the same time, he brings in his own thing to the table.
It would have been very nice to see you guys debut the new lineup on the North American tour with Symphony X and Primal Fear, but it's very disappointing to hear that tour has been postponed. How have you been handling that news?
Yeah, unfortunately, the tour is postponed. I mean, there's not much we can do about this now. It's a bummer for sure, but this is a situation that everybody has to deal with now. And I think it's more important to stay healthy and stay at home and do our part to get over this virus. That's the most important thing, and not a tour at this time. Looking at rescheduling this for 2021. And, you know, as soon as we have the new dates, we'll definitely announce them on our websites.
Well, given that it is postponed and there's definitely hope for rescheduling, what are you most looking forward to about performing this new album live?
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm just looking forward to getting out there and presenting the new band, you know, adding some new songs to the set list. I mean, this was going to be a whole new thing as well, you know, playing with Herbie for the first time, going out there as a four-piece for the first time, also hearing how Herbie sings the back catalog on, you know, on other songs as well. So there were a lot of new and exciting things ahead for us. But now, of course, like I said, we have to do that a bit later.
When you're touring, do you find that you get creative inspiration from touring, whether it be from other bands or your own performances?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, it's always good to see how other bands do things, you know. It can be inspiring sometimes, you know, like, oh, these guys, this is how they're handling this thing on tour, or you know, like everybody has, you know, different business models and different ideas. So I always find it interesting to just, when I'm on tour with other musicians and other bands, just to really pick their brain, you know, and just like, once you get to know them a little bit, of course, during the tour, and then hang out with other musicians and, you know, from other bands. And it's a cool thing because that's the camaraderie of a tour, you know, everybody's like in this together. We're all traveling together and, you know, we're from different countries or we're from different places, but we're all musicians and we're out there touring, and it's good, just good to, you know, you sort of develop this friendship with other bands and stuff. And I've seen a lot of people like that on tour, that I've met a lot of musicians that I admired for, you know, the way they did things, and they have inspired me to new ways about keeping creative, and also, you know, maybe sometimes even help me reapproach my business model as well.
I'm sure it's not just on tours that you get to talk and meet with a lot of other musicians. You're very involved in a number of projects. How would you say that you take on, do you find that your identity changes as you go through different projects, either now or in the past?
Well, right now I'm only in Firewind, and then the only other project that I have is my solo band. In the past, I played in other bands, but that was when I was really young and I was first starting out. I just wanted to, make a name for myself really quickly. And also, I was eager to learn a lot of things, so I wanted to play with different bands and sort of get a lot of experiences.
I mean, people definitely certainly define you by those past projects. When it comes to how you want people to talk about you as an artist, what do you immediately want them to think of when they hear the name Gus G?
I don't know. Usually people remember me for being a heavy metal guitarist. I guess the majority of them maybe either remember me from being Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player at some point. That's where like the major recognition came for me. I don't have a special wish for how people to remember or what to think of me, you know. I usually just let the work do the talking, so I don't think about what people think of me or how I want people to think of me. I don't care about that much.
Well, between your solo work and Firewind, you've been very busy lately, including your last solo album, which came out in 2018. How do you balance the commitment between your solo work and Firewind?
Sometimes it can get a bit confusing, because originally it started out for me where I would do 1 year, like I would do solo stuff, and then another year I would do Firewind, and then go back to solo and all that. But then, you know, like sometimes you get some tour offers for one or the other band that you just can't turn down, and you need to do that. So sometimes there has been a little bit of a conflict of schedules there. But, you know, I just finished the tour last year for my solo record. And I mean, I decided to go back and focus in Firewind, you know. And then, of course, all these things happen and we change the lineup and all that. I would like to stick to Firewind for the next couple of years and then just try to really capitalize on all the work that we've done and, you know, and the momentum that we've had again the last couple of years. And I want to see what this album does for us and, of course, go out there and play that. And then we'll see what happens with the next solo record. You know, I'm not in a rush to do that yet.
Do you say that you already have ideas or inspiration for the next Firewind album? Or are you trying to just focus on promoting this one first?
I will be promoting this one, but, you know, we're all stuck at home. So I've been working on some ideas. I always write riffs, to be honest with you. I have this folder in my hard disk on my computer that I just stockpile riffs and ideas or melodies or whatever comes to mind, and then I revisit it later. So, yeah, I mean, I have ideas for solo stuff. I have ideas that could be on Firewind records, or we'll see what happens, you know. We'll see how we come out of this quarantine life and how many more new songs I have and what am I going to do with them.
How often do you find yourself going back to those old riffs you recorded? Like, how often does a song actually come out of something that you wrote however long ago?
Oh, that happens all the time. You know, I mean, on this record that you hear, you just heard the new one, not all ideas are new. I mean, some of these ideas are like a few years old. You know, I've had them there, and for some reason, it was not the right time to use them whenever I made whatever album. Everything that I write has to find its place at some point in the record. It's just, if it doesn't yet, it means it's not the right time or it's not the right album. So, I mean, there was some stuff on this Firewind record that I originally thought they were going to be on my solo record because I wrote them with the intention of being instrumentals. And then in the end, they were like sort of incomplete. And I felt they were incomplete for a long time. And then in the end, I thought, well, you know what? If I put some vocals into these so-called instrumentals, maybe they will become really good Firewind songs. And I'm actually referring to songs like Welcome to the Empire or Breakaway. So you never know, you know, that's why I always keep a folder of all these unused riffs and ideas, because you never know what might end up where.
Of all these songs on the new album, which one do you say that you are most personally excited to share with the world?
All of them. I mean, I feel really strong about this record. You know, it's sometimes you're like, okay, this is the really standout track. And then we have like three or four good songs and the rest is just okay. But I mean, this time I feel like this album could have at least four or five singles. We only had to choose two to do the videos. So, I mean, the next one is going to be Welcome to the Empire. I'm just excited for the album to come out and for people to listen to the whole thing if they can.
How do you intend to build set lists in the future? Are you going to build really heavily on this album to reflect your new style? Or are you going to be looking a little more at your own, the rest of the catalog?
It will all depend on the tour that we're in and what is our stage set time. So like if we're doing a support tour for Symphony X, for example, and if we're playing for like, I don't know, 40, 45 minutes or whatever. I mean, we will obviously want to promote some new songs and play a little bit of the old, try to do a little bit of a blend. But, you know, if we play a headline show, I would like to play at least four or five new songs, but also dig into the back catalog, maybe even bring back some songs that we haven't played for a long time, or maybe some songs that we have never played. So that remains to be seen.
Even with this new style, do you ever find yourself a bit nostalgic for older Firewind sounds? Which era do you find yourself coming back to the most?
No, I'm not a very nostalgic person, to be honest. I always look forward to playing the new material. I was really excited when we did the Immortals record, and I kept a lot of the new songs on the set list for, you know, even for however long the tour lasted. So I never really felt the need that, oh, we need to play more of that and of the first record. And some people talk to me about that and they're like, yeah, maybe you should. But I'm like, okay. I think at some point we did that. We had done this 10th year anniversary show like about 8 years ago. And we played like a lot of obscure songs from our catalog. And a lot of it just didn't feel as exciting to do that. You know, so I'm the kind of guy who is always excited about new music.
And is there anything else that you have to say about the new album that we didn't quite get to?
I want to say it's a kick-ass album. No, I hope people can check it out. Thanks for the interview, and I hope to see you guys on tour sometime, you know, when we reschedule this.
That would be great. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with the new album.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you. Take care.
You just heard an interview with Gus G from Firewind on their upcoming self-titled album, Firewind. For more interviews like this one, as well as other content on all things rock and metal, make sure to follow Sonic Perspectives on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. To close out today is the first single from Firewind called Rise and Fire.